This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Follow us on social media at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan on Twitter. Again, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. On Instagram, I'm on that, Chad Hartman Show. And also podcast us. So many different ways to consume the show. You're driving around right now in the snow. Good luck to you. Be smart. Don't be a fool. You got the radio on, you're at home, you got the radio on, you got HD. If you listen all the time, thanks so much. But guess what? People are busy. And you may catch a part of the show, you might want to catch more, you might want to be selective in which segments you like, which segments you don't. Chad Hartman Show, anywhere you get your podcasts, outside of it's another company that doesn't own us, just punch in Chad Hartman Show. You'll have the opportunity for an entire hour, the entire show, half hour segments. Dave does a great job with this, so check it out. I saw this one late yesterday, Dave. Variety.com, the 100 greatest roles 21st century. So again, I don't want Lucille Ball. I Love Lucy. I don't want Ed Asner, Mary Tyler Moore. 21st century, 100 greatest roles. How about I'll start at 15? 15 to 1. I want people to chime in. What do you have? One or two? Three or four? One that just stands out and by far is the best. And we'll give you some examples here. 15, a show I've talked about many times that I think is massively underrated, but I don't think she was the best on it. Carrie Russell as Elizabeth Jennings, The Americans. Her husband in real life, her husband on the show, Matthew Rhys, I thought was better. I thought he was more subtle. It was more the slow burn. The show was also the slow burn. She was more overt. She was the true believer throughout. Remind me, Dave, did you watch The Americans?
Not all the way through. Maybe two seasons, I bet we made it through. Got to get back to
it. Michael Chiklis, Vic Mackey, The Shield. This is on my list probably of 10 shows where I have no excuse. Should have watched it. People I really trust and writers and observers, they love this show. I didn't think of Chiklis this way, but they think highly. Did you watch The Shield?
I did not, but you're right. People that watched The Shield loved The Shield.
Regina King in Watchmen. I watched the first couple episodes of it, and I thought it was different, but I didn't stay with it. HBO. So it's HBO, most likely. You didn't watch it because you weren't willing to pay for HBO.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Steve Carell, Michael Scott, The Office. What do you think?
I think that's perfectly deserved.
Yeah, he's 12. I don't love The Office like a lot of people. In fact, I probably think it's overrated. But I also will admit I probably haven't watched enough of it. But when I see his clips, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I still think Gervais is better. But that show spawned a lot. I mean, a lot of great characters, a lot of conversation. And he's the focus of it. When he left, it wasn't the same. Okay, I don't know this one at all. I apologize. Michaela Cole, Arabelle Esadu, I May Destroy You. HBO 2020, it may have been brilliant. I hope I'm coming close, if not pronouncing the name exactly right. Do you know this one at all?
I know nothing about it.
Yeah. One of the few on this list where I'm like, I've never heard of it. Grey's Anatomy is still on the air, correct?
It is, as far as I know. Yes.
My God. Sandra Oh as Dr. Christina Yang. Sandra Oh has had a lot of success.
Yeah, she's good on the show. I had a long run of sticking with Grey's Anatomy.
Did you?
Yeah, a few seasons.
Okay, this is one of my 10 favorite shows of all time. So this for sure, and I would pick her too if I had to pick one. Ray Seahorn, Kim Wexler, Better Call Saul.
I don't like that they only pick one person from every specific show. That, you can't have two from Better Call Saul. Come on. We want Saul too, don't we?
Yes, right. So I didn't go through the whole list. Was that the criteria?
That's what it looked like to me. Yeah, I only saw one person from every particular show they had.
Okay. Andre Brower. Okay, so where are you thinking Andre Brower's from?
I think he's from Brooklyn
Homicide,
99.
Something like that. From Brooklyn 999. All right, I think I might have given an extra nine.
Yeah, Brooklyn, a lot of nines.
I'm going to give him one more nine.
Number nine.
I didn't realize we were at Yankee Stadium briefly there for a second. I didn't watch a second of it. I'm sorry. I think Sandberg's funny. I think he's great. And it lasted for a while. This is a Carter one. Carrie Coon, The Leftovers. Carter touted that. Some other friends of mine touted that. Not an easy show to watch. That's kind of my takeaway. That wasn't exactly your upbeat lark. But a lot of people really did like it. Number six, Omar Little. If he was even higher, I would have no problem with it. From The Wire. He's got to be... on a show with about 30 picks, it's got to be Omar, right?
He leads this show off every single day at noon.
Yep. I was guessing number five on this list was going to be number one. Bryan Cranston is Walter White.
Wouldn't have had an argument for me.
Bryan Cranston should. What's that?
I said you wouldn't have had an argument for me if it was number one.
Yeah, he should be number one. But let's keep going. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Lisa Kudrow as Valerie Cherish, The Comeback.
And I've never seen the show, but I do know that the list just lost all credibility.
I mean, get out of here. I watched a couple episodes. It was funny, but stop. I mean, this is just a list trying to show we're not going to follow the same pattern. That's all this is, correct?
Yeah, it's clickbait now. It's a very, it's a Blois-like list. It's as authoritative as Blois' authoritative lists.
That's fair. That's a fair description. And it's not meant positively. Mm-mm. Let's be clear.
It is not.
Number three, Elizabeth Moss as Peggy Olson, Mad Men. All right. No one loves Mad Men than the producer of the Jason Russia show, Dan Cook. He's obsessed with it. She's tremendous. She's better in, why am I blanking, the Mike Pence show, the very religious show, Handmaid's Tale. She's better than that. Get out of here. It's John Hamm. If you're picking one person from Mad Men, it has to be John Hamm, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Number two, a show I absolutely loved. Wish it was still on, but it ended earlier, and it ended great. Jeremy Strong as Kendall Roy, Succession. Now, again, no HBO, but did you watch a little bit of this? Remind me.
No, I never got into it.
He was just phenomenal in this show. Brian Cox is a strong, strong contender. But I get they're not going with the lead every time. And to be honest, there were years where Jeremy Strong really was the lead. And number one, did you look at number one yet?
I did.
Go ahead. Tell everybody.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer, Veep.
She's amazing.
It's a great show, and she is absolutely tremendous.
It's such a tremendous show. The writing is so good. You can't be on your phone and watch this show. It's filthy. If you're looking for Mayberry RFD, wrong show. And as I've said before, I think they went, if they didn't go too far, they went borderline too far the last four or five episodes. My God, as someone who is, as you know, not prudish in any way, even I was like, my God, did they really say that?
It's HBO. You can say anything.
Oh, man.
Your favorite show of all time. Did you see who made the list from Curb?
Okay, I did not.
They were right smack in the middle, number 50 on the list. Who do you think made it?
Okay. I'm going Leon. That's who they picked.
It is not Leon. I would have picked Leon. Or, of course, I mean, Larry.
Because I just assumed the way you asked it, it wasn't going to be Larry. Susie. Yep. Speaking of filthy,
yes,
Susie would have fit right in with Veep. Okay. And the thing about Curb, and again, it's, as you said, it's my favorite show of all time. It's just Larry and the writers. Here's the outline of the show. Here's the outline of the segment and riff. They don't write lines. So it's hard to, judge characters, but come on, Leon is more of a compelling character than Susie, right?
You pick Leon if you want to go outside the box, or else you pick Larry. Just like you pick, the Office had great characters, but you pick Michael Scott. Curb's got great characters, but you pick Larry.
Yeah, absolutely, positively correct. Okay. For you, and we know we have plenty of people who love TV. This is in the 21st century, everybody. Carol Burnett does not count. 21st century. Greatest characters. Greatest performances. Funny, serious, bizarre, whatever you have. What do you want to offer up? Text probably easier. If you want to elaborate, you can. Phone call. But I think a text probably works a little better. What character? Who do you have? What show? And this character still stays with you now. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Am I wrong? In about 10 minutes or so, we're talking about Variety's list. Top 100 greatest performance, greatest characters. Again, 21st century on. Part of what I like about the list, Dave, and I want you to chime in, by the way, listeners out there, 651-461-9226. You can react to a character we mention, an actor, actress we mention, or offer up something yourself. Again, 651-461-9226. I like that you have such a cross-section, Dave, from humor to drama, from shows that lasted a year, to shows that lasted 10 years, to shows that are four episodes long. I think that's a good way to do it, right? If you're literally going to say the 100 greatest performances, you can't narrowcast. You got to make it available.
Yeah, sure you do. And you've had plenty of great actors that have done these, you know, short series that are very popular, very bingeable right now. Yeah, they were tremendous, whether it was, like you said, four episodes, six episodes, or a 10-year run.
Adam Carter as Chad Hartman. I haven't seen that performance yet. Be a waste of time.
How about Adam Carter or Chad Hartman in the TV hits with Channel 4?
Yeah. We were robbed. We should still be doing those. Jim Parsons as Sheldon Cooper and James Rhode as Sean Spencer? Okay, I don't know the second. Jim Parsons definitely gained a lot of traction as Sheldon, right?
Yes, and he was, he won a bunch of Emmys, as far as I remember.
He did. And then, his character stood out so much, they did the prequel, which I think just ended, right?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and I think they're working on another spinoff now.
Another one?
Yes.
Man. She's on the list. It's Julia Garner in Ozark. I think she's in the 80s. You know, to me, that's a little bit like Beth Dutton with Yellowstone. And she's, I think she's like 98 or 99. My God, the lead from The Bear is 100. He's not high enough, by the way. He's that damn good. He should have been higher. I just sometimes think when a character is so over the top, borderline 100% of the time, she's not quite as over the top as Beth Dutton. It can kind of wear you out a little bit, right?
Yeah, it can. And a lot of people definitely were worn out by Julia Garner on Ozark. A lot of cussing.
I was.
A lot of cussing. But, I mean, she was incredible on the show.
Yeah, right. She was by far the best character. I think Ozark is fine. I think it's ludicrous when people bring up Ozark with Sopranos and The Wire and Breaking Bad. I mean, and Mad Men, or Patriot, you know, or The Americans. Get out of here.
Laura Linney on Ozark, too. Awesome. Yes. She was great.
You know, I mean, Bateman had to play that subtle character so often, and sometimes it's harder to stand out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to me, the two females were the two stars for sure. A lot of people touting various characters. Deadwood. I never saw Deadwood. Deadwood and Justified are a couple of shows kind of like The Shield, where people rave about it, but I didn't see it. Did you?
No, never tried either one.
A lot of people talk about Walton Goggins in The Shield also. Gandolfini. Okay. He has to be on the list, right?
He's not.
Did you see him?
He's not on the list. The criteria for the list are shows that debuted after January 1st, 2000.
Okay.
Which is why Sopranos isn't on there.
Yeah. My thinking was if they ran 21st Century, but okay. I understand that.
I was going to say, until I had to look up, because honestly, this was one of my biggest snubs I thought about, Dwayne Johnson as The Rock on WWE Entertainment. Honestly, 100%, I'm being completely honest. True.
Yeah, no. Well, so if they had, okay, so because he's pre then, right? When did The Rock first appear, 90s?
Yeah, it was late 90s.
Okay. So now it's 2000 on WWE, the guy who's become the star the last 6-7 years is Roman Reigns.
Yep.
But I'm guessing just for total appeal during that entire time, they'd say Cena, right?
I think so. Disappointingly so.
Yeah. But for the role he's played. Yeah. And for those who are wrestling, yeah. What was the combo sale of UFC and WWE? Was it $22 billion?
It was not a small amount.
It was not a small amount. And the recent Netflix contract, I mean, all those things. Texter says, every character on Modern Family, I did see who they picked. Did you see?
Yes, they did.
They picked the right one.
Yeah, Phil Dunphy, obviously.
Phil, by far the best. Don't you think? Because I've said it before, I think some of the characters became such a stereotype that it annoyed me.
Yeah, well, and he's a complete stereotype, too, as the, you know, dopey dad who's always doing everything wrong. And, you know, the wives are always angry at him. The kids are annoyed with him. But you know what? He did it maybe better than anybody.
Jeff Bridges, the old man. Hear great things about that. Hank, Californication. That's got to be 90s too, right?
I think so.
With Duchovny? Yeah. Very, very good show. Anything else stand out for you?
It would have been nice to see Odenkirk on the list. I get Ray Seahorn, and you got to give it to Cranston for Breaking Bad. But, man, he was good in both of those shows. He was tremendous.
Yeah, he's so good.
A show that I loved in the mid-2000s, I think it debuted in like 03, 04, on Comedy Central, Reno 911, Thomas Lennon as Lieutenant Dangle. I would put him on the list.
I could come up with five characters on Patriot. I just love Patriot so much. Couple other texts, news items, and we'll get to Am I Wrong?
Take your time.
Mr. Harrigan and the committee. Speaking of the WWE, not hearing a lot on your show about how massively underqualified Linda McMahon is for education secretary. It's fair, because it's hard to keep track of the number of people who I think were massively underqualified. RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Cash Patel. Linda McMahon, nothing, right? Any qualifications at all?
Well, not strong qualifications, but you could also argue how qualified do you need to be to run an organization that the president wants to dump anyway.
That's it. That's it. It's such a weird situation. And obviously the husband's been, he's had a good run in the news.
Ugh.
U.S. Army making some news through Twitter. U.S. Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join the military and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members. Stay tuned for more details. Is it a surprise, would you say?
Nope.
It's not. It's a complete change for Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump paying attention where a part of his followers are, some of the evangelicals are. Donald Trump, come on, for decades and decades and decades of his life, didn't care if you were straight, gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, didn't care at all. But now, because he's so aware of where the evangelicals are and how they're hypnotized by him, that we're going with the policy where, again, we're chasing something where it affects so small people. And again, can we have a fair conversation in our country about transgender with kids in right places? But it's turned into so much hate. Not a reasonable conversation. Now where both sides are heard, just generalizing, and of course being belligerent. Oh, there's only two genders. Yep. For me, can I personally identify with that feeling? No. But the basis of my compassion and empathy is not whether I have felt it myself. And if people who I know, including somebody I know very, very well, who is a great human being, felt like he was born a male and should be a female, and as an adult wants to make that decision, they should follow their pursuit. Kids younger? No, we need to step in. But the idea of people in the military, they can't be qualified in this area? Don't buy it for a second. Not for 1 second. But we gotta play in the culture wars, and then we gotta turn individuals who are just like you and me in 99% of our lives, but they, as adults, were allowed to make this decision, but we have to ostracize them and belittle them. So congrats on that. It's shameful. Am I Wrong? Next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.